After about 13 years with the city of Lacombe, Guy LaPointe, known for his tremendous community spirit, has relocated with his family to Airdrie. A goodbye event, Have a Slice of Pie with Guy, was held at the LMC on November 1. About 1 year ago, we moved to Airdrie, said LaPointe, whose most recent role with the city has been that of Director of Community Services. We needed to be closer to family. LaPointe then commuted to Lacombe for about a year, but eventually found a new job with the town of Olds. So it's positive move, closer to home, closer to family, and of course closer to his new position. The new job is also something that is very similar to what he has been doing in Lacombe, so he's also pleased about that. I couldn't pass up the opportunity. But there is no question he leaves a void in the Lacombe community. During the farewell event, many colleagues and friends shared memories and stories about LaPointe, and what really shone through was his monumental commitment to and enthusiasm for all things Lacombe. It's like a second family here, really, he said of his colleagues in particular. I've been here for 13.5 years, and that's a pretty significant commitment. For me, I've have felt like this community found me, and I have always tried to give back as much as I could, he added. I have thoroughly enjoyed what I have been able to do in the community, the freedom I've been given, as well. LaPointe described the city of Lacombe as a very progressive and supportive organization, where the staff was also always ready to embrace new ideas. Over the years, he has been involved in several initiatives, from the annual and massive Light Up Lacombe pre-Christmas celebration, to the Downtown Area Redevelopment Plan, DARP, to the groundbreaking Eco Lacombe Association, from which the popular Eco Food Rescue Program came as well. We've seen some really great results. As for what's ahead, LaPointe said from what he understands, there are similarities between the Lacombe and Olds communities. There is some trepidation about moving to a new place because you have to start over. But that is also exciting in a lot of ways, too. When I first got here, it was like the Miley Cyrus song The Climb. It's more about the struggle, not the end result. I think that is where you really test your mettle and build yourself. Christina Sturgeon, a city colleague who also manages the Eco Food Rescue Program, said she feels Lacombe is losing a remarkable asset with LaPointe's departure. All the things the Eco Lacombe Association funds, that was all a big part of Guy's doing, and then also coming from that was Eco Food Rescue. A great thing for our community, too, she said. There are just countless other things in the community he's been a part of. So it's definitely a sad day for Lacombe. Good for him, but sad for us. He's a great leader, and he is very creative. And he allows you to be creative, which is wonderful. He is open to ideas, and he always knows the right person to talk to. He's got a great network of people. So from a work perspective, he's a really great leader no matter what the project is. I'm going to miss being able to go to him and say, you know, I have this idea, where should I start? He just knows where to go, and where you should begin from, she added. Michelle Pearson, marketing coordinator with the city, has been working with LaPointe for almost 10 years. The question is, what hasn't he brought to our community? Light Up Lacombe, the heart of Lacombe, he's done hometown hockey, the LMC skating rink, he's just super community-minded, event-orientated, and so focused on bringing the community together, she explained. He's done 1,000 things. He also thinks of everybody else before himself, she said, adding he's always putting the community first. I've often said, Guy, you need to take care of yourself, and to put yourself first sometimes. But that is not in his vocabulary. He has brought light, laughter and kindness to the workplace, too. And he leads like a leader I've never seen before. He's been my boss, but I've never felt like I've worked for him. It's more like I have worked with him. We've always worked together, and he has always let everyone have a voice.